I know how it feels. You want to join a server, but it has not been updated yet. You've already updated, and you can't get your old jar files. Here's a fairly uncommon way to easily get those files back.
Netcasts you love from people you trust. This is TWiT. Video and audio bandwidth provided by CacheFly at cachefly.com.
Hello and welcome to OMG Craft. I'm your host, Chad Johnson. In this episode, we are going to be learning how to craft a chicken out of old chicken feed. It's really meta. I'm kidding. That's a different type of crafting episode. This is a show about the game Minecraft. So this episode is one to kind of keep in your back pocket. It may not help you right now, but at some point in the future, you will be so happy that you know about it. Minecraft is a little unique in that the game is constantly being updated. There are new features added all the time, which is super awesome and keeps the game alive. But that means that sometimes servers become out of date. This versioning mismatch means that you can't connect to a server that you used to play on. On top of that, people are not allowed to distribute old Minecraft files so that you could roll back to a previous version of Minecraft. It is against Minecraft's terms of use. So, what do you do? Well, Mojang uses a little-known naming scheme to keep and easily download old jar files. Here it is. All you have to do is go to assets.minecraft.net/the version of the jar that you need. So if it's 1.5.2, it would be 1_5_2/minecraft.jar. You can use this naming scheme to just replace numbers and get older or newer versions of Minecraft. This is the best thing I have ever heard. I know that's exactly what you're saying to your computer right now. Well, this will work with a few other things that you may find super useful. If you are a server admin, you can easily get your server files using Linux using wget and just point it to assets.minecraft.net/152/minecraft_server. It's the same naming scheme, just add an underscore server to the name of the jar. You can also use this to download old snapshot versions. Just replace the numbers with the snapshot code or version, like 13W11A for 2013 week 11 version A. One more thing to note is that this naming scheme really only works with 1.5 and below. When you go to 1.6 and above, they are using a different Minecraft launcher, so all of this naming scheme just doesn't work. Sorry. But as of now, with 1.5, everything is super rad. I hope that you have found this super useful. I use it all the time to go and find those old version of Minecraft, especially if a mod requires maybe 1.5.2 and I didn't think I needed it anymore and I deleted that old version of Minecraft. Thank you so much for watching OMG Craft. If you would like to subscribe to future episodes, you can go to youtube.com/OMGCraft or search for OMG Craft in iTunes. Also, leave a comment or send us an email, mail@omgcraft.com. Thank you so much for watching. See you guys next episode.